Oh, hell yeah, brother. Welcome to the podcast, Stop Crying Poser, greatest podcast known to man as voted by Michael Jordan, Serena Williams, Muhammad Ali, and maybe even a couple other people. Definitely not Kamaru, the Nigerian NyQuil snoozeman. He would never watch this podcast, so you should never do what he does. Because that was a boring-ass fight last weekend. Anyways, let's move on to shouting out everyone who tuned in live here on twitch.tv/ninjalifestyle. Today is Friday. It's right around 3:30 p.m. Pacific time. We got iBookBoy, UK Schismaweed, Venus Dietrap, Gino, HBK, OG Mickey Sup, Israel, Hammy of Doom, Vulgar Tech, Cat Makes, Yo Father, Keith King, Cool Jerk, and maybe a couple of lurkers in the chat who don't want to be known. They don't want their name out there. They don't want maybe their family to see that they watch such a progressive and brave podcast such as this. So brave, in fact, that I give away free Ninja Lifestyle sticker packs. Free! All you have to do is demonstrate a little bit of knowledge. I ask you a question, you answer it correctly, you get a free Ninja Lifestyle sticker pack. You know what? It's not really free, though, because you earned it. You don't want no fucking handouts. You're not some peasant bum who just wants the pity stickers of the all-powerful Ninja Lifestyle streamer. No, you earned it with hard work and brain power. Today's trivia question is this. Which Jamaican runner is an 11-time world champion and holds the record in the 100 and 200 meter race? This guy was a really popular guy back in the day. I remember watching him run one of these Olympic things. This motherfucker got halfway through, looked back, asked for a snow cone, shaved all the ice, put the flavoring into it, the fruit punch on the side, then a little lemon on top. He said, thank you very much. He paid with $3. The guy said, no, it's only $2. He said, no, keep the change. Then he jumped back in the race and still beat everybody by fucking half a mile. Oh, first answer, Yule Brenner, incorrect. Vulgar Tech says, Bolt. Sup Israel says, Bolt. And iBookBoy says, Usain Bolt. That is correct. This guy was like Michael Phelps before Michael Phelps, right? Because Michael Phelps won all those medals and he was super cool. And it kind of looks like he wasn't trying because he was in the news for smoking weed. No one fucking cared, right? That was Usain Bolt. They were like, dude, you just shit on the goddamn world record and you weren't even trying. Because halfway through the race, he looked behind him or he like started celebrating. I don't remember what it was. Man, that motherfucker was fast. And his last name was Bolt. Like the lightning bolt. Like a bolt of electricity. Just meow. Anyways, who won that one? Vulgar Tech. My friend, Vulgar Tech. He's been hanging out with us late night for the late night Mario streams lately. You are the winner. Send me a DM with your information. I will send you a free Ninja Lifestyle sticker pack at no cost at all to you. Let me tell you guys the big story of the week. I was the victim of a violent crime. I don't like talking about it. It tears me up. Gets me all shaky. Ooh, I don't want to talk. It's terrible. Felt like a goddamn victim. Oh, it was bad. So, me and my girlfriend Lily were having a fucking great, wonderful day. We had just finished praising our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We went out. I gave a bunch of sandwiches to homeless kids. And then I sent a $100 check to a cancer research fund. That's what I did on this day. It was a great, perfect day. I was just minding my own business. And I said, you know what? I think I would like a nice, healthy snack. Would you like that also, my dear? Well, indubitably, sir. I would also love to have a healthy snack with you. Oh, that sounds splendid. Let us go to the Loco of Pollos so that we can support diversity in the fast food world. I don't need Burger King today. No, I will support the Hispanic fast food group of our forefathers. I went in there. I got myself a double avocado chicken salad. Lily got two tacos. We go out of there. It's $14. I say, wow, kind of pricey for a salad and two tacos. But you know what? I feel good about myself. I work hard every day. She said, yes, you do, young man. I said, thank you. And then we went on hurting no one, just being happy, harmless people, normal, just contributing to society, me and her. And I said, you know what? I want to make a sports bet. I'm going to go to 7-Eleven so I can put money on my betting account. That's how it works here in Las Vegas. If you want to put money on your account, you can stop at a convenience store. You hand them 20 bucks. They type it in. They put it on your account. It's all good. So I go in there. So I walked up to the door and I said, oh, wait, I don't have a mask. I certainly don't want to spread coronavirus because that'd make me a terrible American. Went back to my car, got the mask. Nothing seemed out of the ordinary. Lily came with me. We went into the store. There was a carbon dioxide leak in the store. This is a very ghetto place. There's a big, long line of people waiting, arguing with the cashier because that's what the fuck they do. Then I get my $50 I put on my sports betting account. I walked outside, got into my car. Everything seemed normal. Lily sits down. She goes, where's our food? I say, oh, fuck. Maybe I put it in the back seat. I look in the back seat. Then I say, you know what? Maybe I blacked out for a moment and put it in the trunk somehow. Get up, look in the trunk. No fucking food. Someone went into my car. I must not have locked it. I thought I did, but I must not have. Someone went into my car, didn't steal anything valuable. Didn't steal my phone charger. Didn't steal anything that would have been important. Grabbed the food. Ran away. Must have. There's no cameras on that side of the building. Middle of the daylight. In America. That's, you know what? Here's what it is. I had a feeling in my gut. Oftentimes when something bad happens, I get this gut feeling. I pull up to this 7-Eleven. I see all the spaces in the front are taken. So I go, oh, fuck, dude. That seems weird. So I parked on the side. Yeah, the side. The side has no cameras and no windows. I parked on the side, and I thought to myself, man, it must suck parking on this side at night because some shit could happen to your car. I said that in my mind, but this only took about 1 second of thought. Like, once I was like, I don't know, parking on the side. I don't like parking on the side. Okay, I'm like, well, forget about it. Go inside. Went inside, whatever, man. Somebody fucking went in there and stole my fast food. Man, I was going to donate that food to the children of Uganda, and now I can't. I was trying to do something nice for the world, and now I fucking can't. Thanks, asshole. Now there's hungry children because of you. And here's my thing. They probably thought they were grabbing a bag of electronics or like a bag of something cool. No, you just got a fucking a Pollo Loco meal that you probably didn't even eat. If someone ate it, how about this? I would not be mad. I would not be, okay, I'm gonna fucking be mad. I'd be less mad if someone stole it and ate it. I'd be like, you know what? You stole the food and you ate the food. But here's what probably happened. They stole the food, they walked 15 steps to the pawn shop, looked in it, and said, oh wait, I can't pawn fucking avocado salad, fuck this, threw it on the ground, and went on with their life. That's the part that makes me mad. Also, you know what? I thought about it. Lily was mad. She said, I feel like a victim. I said, me too. This is really weird. We ended up having food. You know, I have enough money for fucking food. $14, not a big deal. I gamble $14 fucking on a daily basis. And now I know. Parking at 7-Eleven is a gamble. It's a gamble that you can only lose. No one's ever parked at 7-Eleven and been like, well, I fucking accidentally made $5,000. Nope. You park there and you lose something in your car. Anyways, this was one of the few days, and I mean really, really few days, where I didn't have a gun in the car. Because if I go grocery shopping, if I walk the dog, if I do anything, I always have a pistol. Since I was only leaving the house to get El Pollo Loco and come back, I thought, you know what, dude? No need for a firearm today. So there was no gun in the car, so my gun didn't get stolen. That was great. Wallet was left in the car. That didn't get stolen. My spare pair of glasses didn't get stolen. I have a cell phone charger, like a mobile charger. That didn't get stolen. And I don't really have anything valuable in there. Then again, I don't know. Because I also went through this fucking thing. Tell me if this has ever happened to you. I look in my glove box, and I'm like, fuck, what used to be here? I'm like, dude, if I'm robbing a fucking car, I'm going right in the glove box. And I'm thinking to myself, what used to be here? Fuck. I have no idea what used to be there. There's nothing there now but a bunch of fucked up CDs. So I don't know if the guy reached in there and got something from my glove box or didn't. But you know what? It probably wasn't very, very important to me if I don't remember what was there. I had a really nice Smith & Wesson knife. Didn't take the knife. on my car registration. Thank God that would have been fucked. I have to go get a new registration and a new insurance paper. That would have been super fucking annoying. So overall, it was okay. But what type of person in the middle of the fucking day, 110 degrees outside, goes, hey, you see that fucking that guy right there? And once he closes his door, I'm going to run up to his car and grab whatever I see and run away. That person should be in trouble. I don't fucking know. That shit makes me fucking mad. Anyways, I often go on this rant about people that go to the skate park and sit down. And I had this weird flashback the other day. I've been watching old videos of me skateboarding. I had this flashback to skating Metro Skate Park when I was in, I think, 9th grade. And here's what happened. My school had a half day. And I said, you know what? I got a half day today. No one else is fucking out and about. Everyone else is in school. My school has a half day. Everyone else has a full day. Fuck it. I got dropped off at the skate park to spend the rest of my half day there. So you know what? I usually am not able to go to the skate park on a weekday. You know, I wasn't able to do that until I got a car. Because by the time I got there, it'd be fucking dark and shitty, whatever, and I have to skate all the way back. So I said, you know what? It's a weekday. I'm going to get some skating done. No one's going to be around. I'm going to land some dope-ass tricks and have a great time. I go to this skate park, Metro skate park. I look across, and I see somebody in my class, one of the cool kids. He had the same idea as me. Went over there, went to the skate park. We saw each other, but we don't know each other. We just pass each other in the hallways. Like, I've seen you, motherfucker. You've seen me. We don't talk. We're not friends. So what do I start doing? I start jumping down the stairs. I'm eating shit, fucking falling. Fucking, I remember I hit a front 180. Then I remember, boom, hit a frontside flip right on this shit. Boom! And I'm like, yeah, I'm the coolest skateboarder in 9th grade, you little bitch. I'm looking at this dude the whole time. You know, he's on this side of the park. I'm on this side of the park. And all he's doing is sitting down. This is before, phones were super, super dope. So maybe he could text message, but there was no Instagram to fucking just be fucking around on. This guy really just went to the skate park to fucking sit around and not do shit. I see it every day now. I pretend that skateboarders are like this now, like it's a new thing. The only thing that makes it new is that they can go on Instagram and just be entertained and just stare at their phone the entire time. But back then, people did the exact same thing, except the sky was Instagram. They just looked up at the clouds and said, oh, that one looks like a tiger. Oh, that one looks like a lion. Oh, that one looks like a candy cane. Ooh, I can't wait for Christmas. I want a Christmas present. That's what they had to used to do. And you know what the fuck I was doing? Eating shit on the 7th stair. Boom, frontside flip. 180 nose grind on a ledge. Bow, front board of the handrail. Doop, eating shit. Land on my back. Landing it. Get up, try again. Getting more consistent as I do this. And I thought to myself, I got really good really quickly because I think always, for the majority of my skateboarding career, everything had to have a purpose. There was no going to the skate park to fucking look at clouds. I was going to the skate park to utilize the skate park. Because when I started skating, there was only one skate park. It was way fucking far away. I could never go there. I had to make do with what I had. I feel like, dude, life is too short for you to just go somewhere and just stare off into the distance. You know, you don't have to be as driven as me. But you know what? If you go to the skate park as a skateboarder and you're not there to learn tricks, then skateboarding, like, skating's not your passion. Go do something. Maybe video games. Maybe get good at video games. Maybe software design. Maybe build something with a little erector set. Maybe build some Legos or like learn a hobby, wood burning, maybe, or make something out of popsicle stick, origami, bitch, anything. Just go out there and be passionate about what you're doing. Even if you're a kid, go commit crimes or something. Go get good at stealing. But just being at the skate park, wasting your life. That's why I used to, before weed was like a normal thing, when weed was like the cool thing, and when you're a kid, everyone smokes weed, and they just fucking sit there on the couch and you don't do shit. I just thought to myself, wow, that looks wildly unproductive. Yeah, man, but I feel cool. You want to hit? No, you're not doing anything. You're just sitting on the couch. Why am I at your house right now when we could be out fucking learning kickflips? You fucking bitch. Fucking hit this, bro. Fucking Pretendo. What is it? We named it after Nintendo. And you're not even good at Nintendo. You're pretending. Ah, makes sense now. This is fucking chronic, man. It's You got shitty weed, you got Pretendo, then you got Chronic. Three types of fucking weed, bro. And I'll tell you what, I'll smoke all three of them, fall asleep. Wow, that sounds super cool. That's why, as a kid, I saw that as like pointless. Nowadays, all my friends that smoke weed, they smoke weed and it makes them productive, right? They smoke the weed, hey, let's go bowling. Okay, that sounds fun. Hey, they smoke the weed. Hey, let's go to the bar and let's go play some basketball. Okay, cool. Sounds fun. But back in the teenage days, there was none of that. It was, man, let's fucking smoke weed and fucking sit here and do nothing. Amazing. Outstanding. Evil One says it's kind of like people with alcohol, too. That's true also, okay? Now, I don't know anyone who's ever, like, drank a bunch of beers and just been like, okay, I'm fucked up. Now let's go learn some skating tricks. Handrail, first go? Yeah, right. That's not how it goes. But it's the same way. Like, oh, we go to the skate park, let's grab some beers. Like, nowadays, I can have a beer at the skate park and you know, skate some transition or something like that. As a kid, maybe not. But there was also like, hey, man, let's go to the skate park and drink some beers. Okay, cool. Six beers in, everyone's shit-faced. And you're just like, well, you guys came to the skate park to do what? To lean on each other and talk about how much you love each other? And, man, if we ever get in a fight again, dude, man, I'm going to fuck that dude up, man. I love you. I love you. I love you, man. I love you. Remember when you used to kickflip? Man, I loved it. I love that kickflip, man. Dude. Man, if I fuck somebody up that you don't like, that's what I'm gonna do. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting fucked up again. I'm fucked up right now. So let's smoke some weed. So the alcohol never helped anyone either. You know what did help everybody back in the day was methamphetamine. Man, I never did that shit even today. Today I've never tried the old methamphetamine, but that shit hit the skate park teenagers hard. It was a bunch of methed out skaters. And I'll tell you what, I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I don't feel like Twitch is a great platform to lie on. I'll tell you what, these fucking teenage kids who was doing meth back in the day when I was fucking 16 years old, they got really fucking good at skating. I'm serious. Like now all their lives are completely in the trash, but for that small period of time, these motherfuckers were way good at skating. They were not afraid of shit. They were jumping down rails. That shit was the performance-enhancing drug of 2006. I'm telling you what, these motherfuckers were great. Justin Fig was like the head honcho. That motherfucker would hit the pipe and just do some tricks I didn't even think were possible. I swear I watched this fool try tray flip 50-50 down a handrail one time. And he was like, yeah, fuck it. I was like, have you ever done that on anything ever in your life? Nope, I'm trying down this 9 stair. Okay, fuck. Did not land it, but I also seen him land some pretty crazy shit. Pretty crazy shit off that shit. That's what they used to call it back in the day. Shit. Man, you got that shit? I don't talk to him no more. He's on that shit. Oh, man. Nowadays, yeah, that shit, that one didn't last too long, you know, because at some point, it gets a little bit too much for these people, and I think it takes a toll on your body, too. You can only fall down a handrail as long as you're stronger than a small twig. And then at some point, you get so skinny and weak and shitty from not eating and not sleeping that you are bound to break a bone. So in case there was anybody who I just motivated to try meth, don't do it, because it's going to fuck your shit up. I'll tell you that right now. Couple people, they had a good run. They had a cool 1 year of skating, but it didn't last very long at all after that. In fact, none of them still skate, or at least none of them are good. And I think a lot of them are still on drugs. Oh, shit. We're getting too deep. You've gone too far, Gus. Anyways, I just brought that up to basically re-explain what I always talk about. If you go to the skate park with a goal in mind, even a small goal, you're going to get better really quick. And I was looking at the old footage, and I was like, dude, 2002, I was kick-flipping onto the curb, right? That was my trick. 2 years later, I'm grinding a fucking 9-stair handrail. Boom. 2 years, really quickly, because all I thought about was skating. You don't have to be as, you know, fucking overtaken by it as me. I just want you guys to understand that when you're passionate about something, you work hard at it, you will get good at it. Now, weird question. Now that we're talking about the good old days, I have a real science question. And I know we have a couple of scientists here in the chat. Vulgar Tech, He's a goddamn genius. Infamy, Hammy of Doom, OG Mickey, fucking iBook Boy. You guys are all pretty smart people. Explain to me why, in the high school days, when you do a keg stand, why do you have to be upside down? It doesn't make sense to me. Because in my scientific mind now, it's like, oh, you put the little nozzle in your mouth, you spray the beer in, you suck all the beer in for as many seconds as you can. Oh, you just turned 17. You have to do it for 17 seconds. Gulp, gulp, gulp. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna be drunk now. Yeah. Like, I get it, but upside down. What? Where's the upside down? How does that help? What does that do? I'm upside down now. Now everyone can grab my balls when I'm upside down. Oops, sorry, man. It's your birthday. Vulgar Tech, actually, with some real science here, says chicks look cooler upside down. I suppose that's true. Maybe a tit will flop out, or maybe a little beef curtain will slither its way out of the old jean shorts. But most likely, you're not going to do that. In fact, I was talking about this earlier. My most, like, memorable memories. What the fuck word am I trying to say? The memories that I remember the most are not the ones of me doing the upside down fucking keg stand. They're the ones of me struggling to lift a 300-pound woman or man upside down. Now that I think about it, the whole thing is pointless. Why do you have to be upside down? You're huge. And it would be like a sea of people. Hey, get everybody from the backyard. We got to lift this fat guy up. No, I said everybody. Get everybody from the backyard. Get everybody. Bring the pallet jack also. And yeah, some pillows. Get everybody out. Attention, everybody. Everybody in the backyard right now. We need to get this guy to do a fucking keg stand. He's a really fat guy. It's his birthday. Everybody in. Okay, everybody grab. Grab a flap. One, two, three. Oh, God. No, my back. Oh, chug, chug, chug. Boom. Explosion. Earthquake. Throw up blood. Oh, my arm. That's all I remember every single time. Somebody going upside down, somebody fucking falling, exploding, cake stand. And this would all be solved if we used the science behind it. No need to be upside down. Really, no need to be upside down with a keg stand. I remember doing the keg stands. I remember I used to have the same birthday as this one dude named Mike from the skate park, and he would always be getting a keg for his birthday, and I would always be around. And I'd be like, oh shit, it's my birthday too! Sorry! Coming in there, fucking, I'm doing the keg stand. I don't know why, though. I remember the good times, but I don't remember why. For what? That should be something, man. Now we're on to something. I've been looking for that million-dollar idea. We need to invent something. You know they have those things that, the little pull-up bar that installs onto, like, the door? We need something that can turn a large person upside down in order to keg stand. Maybe figure out a clever name for it. The Fat Man Upside Down Beer Can Slam-a-Dama Challenge. I don't fucking know what we're gonna call it. We gotta figure out something, though. And keg stands kind of died out, right? I feel like I turned 20 and never saw it happen again. It just went away forever. Just a rare bird. Kids probably still do that, though. They have to. Or is it, like, not cool? I feel like if you gotta put something on TikTok and you're at a party with a keg, then again, these kids don't get kegs anymore. The whole fucking generation changed. Now it's all about White Claw. White Claw and fucking being healthy and lean. And fucking Molly. Oh, you kids are doing it wrong. Just go, be, you know what? Just okay, boomer. Okay, old man wants to stand upside down and drink beer like a dumbass when all I want to do is play with TikTok and drink White Claw, you fucking old man. Cringe. Motherfucker, whatever. Anyways, what the fuck do I know? I drink Sweet 211. You know what? I'm right there in the middle. I'm friends with the Bloods and the Crips. Motherfucker, I'm drinking the sweet drink, but also the malt liquor. Oh, yeah. I'm right there. I'm that dude that makes the peace treaty. I'm the man who they tie the bandanas together in the middle. That's me. Like, I'm friends with the White Claws and the old man. The old man's. I have an old man friend. His name's Steve. He wants to come to the party. He wants us to do something called a keg stand. I'm not really sure what that is, but he also plays Mario World.
Mario Odyssey?
No, it's something else. I don't know what it.
Is that the one where it's 3D and you can triple jump?
I don't know, man. He's whatever. Oh my goodness. Speaking of video games, I wanted to discuss this. It's been kind of a big thing over the past 2 days in the Mario World community and the Kaizo community. Let me explain to you guys what happens, and then I'll explain the outrage. So, just like in Mario Maker, in Mario World ROM hacking, people create levels, and then other people play the levels. And if you play the level and you don't like it, you go, man, I hate this fucking level. This level's terrible. You're playing it. I hate this level. Whoever made this level sucks at fucking making levels. You suck. Bad level creator. Bad man. Horrible man. Evil person. I hate him. Ooh, I'm gonna beat his fucking ass. And then you beat the level. You go, oh man, I finally beat the level. I'm just kidding, man. That level was actually great. I didn't know you had to spin jump there. If I would have known that, I wouldn't have been so mad. Great fucking level. So what you do is you get mad at the level, you get mad at the level creator. Then when you beat the level, you feel like happy, right? There's this moment where you go, ah, man, I shouldn't have got so mad about that. Now I feel good about it. Well, the Kaizo community now is taking a stand against rage playing. And it's all about, you don't want to hurt the feelings of the creator. And I get it. You don't want to be a bully. You don't want to threaten physical harm to a level creator over a video game. Then again, motherfucker, that's part of the joy. Nothing's fun to me online unless I'm fucking smashing my head into the table, right? It's not gonna be fun unless I'm angrily trying to achieve something. So of course, also to make it funny, I'm gonna be saying, oh, VL Scoot, this is the creator of Ninja World. VL Scoot, you piece of shit! You can't make levels for goddamn shit! You're terrible! You should quit! Quit that shit! You can barely make skate videos! You can't do anything right! And then I beat the level and I go, oh, this is great! This is a great fucking level. And the community has stood up against what I call free speech. Alright? And I'm, you know what, dude? I think a lot of people, not only in this community, probably all communities, Mario 64, Mario World, shit like that. If one of the top streamers says, hey, listen, man, we gotta fix this. There's a big problem in the community. People are being mean to each other. I feel like at some point you just gotta be like, yeah, dude, that's the fucking internet. That's the internet. But if you go against these guys, it's like, oh, you're speaking against the popular kids. You can't say anything bad. Like, motherfucker, you're allowed to be mad at a level. You create these levels, you put them out into the world, and people are allowed to have feelings about them. Am I crazy for thinking that? Now they're going to say, well, it's more than that. We're not talking about just a simple critique. We're talking about, like, threatening someone because you don't like their level. Yes, I'm a very passionate person. I played Jigoku 2, and I told Nuiso, if he ever comes from Germany to Las Vegas, I'm going to punch him in his goddamn head. I said that. And then I beat it, and I said, thank you, Nuiso. This was a great fucking hack. I very much enjoyed it. But in the middle, there's a moment. There's a moment where you can almost gauge how passionate your hack has made a creator by how violent their threat is towards you. That's how we should be looking at this. Like, the angry comments are just like the most sincere form of gratitude for creating something. You say, this jump is terrible! I cannot throw the shell and jump right here! I hope VL Scoot dies in a fiery car accident! And then you beat it. It's all good. No big deal. VL, he's still there. Also, we've made a habit out of this. I think this is funny, too, that you guys can say, oh, man, fucking don't be mean to level creators, man. Just be nice to them. You know, it's become a daily thing to where if you're playing someone's level and they do something in the level you don't like, you ban them from your Twitch chat. Like, is that any different? I don't think it is. I think it's the same. Anyways, I don't think there's that many Kaizo people that watch the podcast, but this is just my thought. You know, it was a big deal. I know we are here on Twitch, so maybe there's a couple people. I remember I got in trouble for doing an Australian accent one time. I didn't get in trouble, but a lot of people said, oh, mate, that Ninja Lifestyle guy, he goes too far. He's such a dickhead. Oh, mate, he's fucking such an asshole. Oh, he said a hack was jank, mate, and then he did an impression of someone else's culture. Oh, that fucking, that cunt pissing me off. Oi! Yeah, motherfucker, I did it. I said it. I made a joke on stream. Kill me! Hang me, nail me to the cross already. Cover me in sashimi, flip me over and kill me. We should be allowed to fucking joke, man. I feel like the more thin we make the ice and the more eggshells we have to tiptoe over, I feel like the more likely we are to weaken the community. Maybe, you know what, dude? Maybe it's just all in my head. I don't know. Maybe I feel too passionately about this. But you know what? Maybe I feel guilty. Maybe I should go into my own head. Maybe the reason that this whole controversy annoys me is because I know I'm super guilty of saying, like, the most evil shit when I play these games. Captain Canuck knows. He's been in the stream. I've been pretty angry. In fact, even this last week, dude, I lost my fucking mind playing this game called Dram 2. All right, enough of that. Next topic, science fairs. Man, I'm really going back in time today thinking about my childhood. Science fairs. I remember every time I ever did a science fair, I never had any idea what was going on. I never understood the point. Like, get a poster board and put some fucking pictures on it, paste, glue some shit on the side, and here's a hypothesis, conclusion. Why am I doing this? I remember my science project. I'll tell you what it was. People in the chat, if you remember your science project, let me know what it was. Mine was, will a ball roll farther on dirt or grass? That was the fucking question of the century that I had to investigate. I had to investigate, will a ball roll farther on dirt or grass? Inquiring minds need to know. Halt! Please, halt all the COVID-19 science right now. We need to figure this out. Will a ball roll farther? What the fuck? I mean, they had a list of topics I could choose. And my weird fucking first grade idiot ass chose, will a ball, which ball will roll farther? Man, I did it though. We did it. My grandpa helped me. He built a box with a little ramp going down, filled one with some grass, filled one with some dirt. You take two balls, you release them at the same time, and then you record the data. Keith King says, a list of topics? What the fuck? We had to come up with our own ideas. Oh no, there was no our own ideas. My shit had a list of things you could choose. Just real simple thing. What will make an ice cube melt the fastest? You know, just bullshit like that. I remember the one that won was, are aliens real? Some asshole dad or something worked at some alien shop and did a whole project about, are aliens real? And this shit was actually pretty dope because on his display, it was a jar and it had an alien in it. And when you're in first grade, you don't fucking know. I was like, damn, this fool got a fucking alien. I'm fucking rolling balls on dirt. This kid found a fucking alien at the science fair, dude. What the fuck am I doing? I'm just destined to be stupid forever. Jesus Christ. Oh, man. Hammy of Doom says, I made a compass with a needle, a magnet, a popsicle stick, a jar, and some string. Amazing. Outstanding. Nick Maple said, second place, AV District Science Fair. No big deal. No big fucking deal. 3D printed phone case that had many wrenches. It was a skate tool phone case with a camera tripod screw mount. Somebody signed this fool to Tesla. Jesus Christ. Sup Israel said, I did a stacking liquids experiment. I put oil, water, syrup, and other liquids that stacked on each other. Dude, I remember that one. I definitely remember that one. Wait a minute. Was that the one where you could shake it up and then after a little while, those fuckers would go back to where they were? Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. Keith King's over here trying to blow up his goddamn school. And look at me, rolling balls on the grass. Oh my God, that shit makes no sense. But now that I understand the purpose, I feel like my science fair was in, I don't know, like early on in grades, right? It was like second or third or fourth or fifth or sixth grade. We should have had a fucking freshman science fair. I should have. If we did a science fair when I was old enough to understand what the point is just to follow the method and try to make something that is repeatable, right? Something along those lines. Maybe I'm not understanding it now, but I think that as a freshman, my brain was developed enough to understand how this could benefit me later in life. Even as far as like knowing the difference between a real fucking news article and something that's clearly bullshit. You know, just little things like that. But I wasted my fucking formative years rolling balls in dirt. I never got the chance to really understand the scientific process. And I feel like that would have been cool. That would have been a cool thing that I probably would have remembered, I think. Oh, funny story here. The actual box that I built, that my grandpa built, that I helped build it, that held the dirt and the grass, man, what, fuck, probably 4 years later, that was converted into my first ever fucking skateboard box. Found an angle iron, drilled it on there. This fucker was 4 inches tall, smaller than a curb, and I learned nose slide, I learned crooked grind. Eventually, bro, I learned fucking nose grind, blunt slides. Are you kidding me? Tail slides. Hammy of Doom says, which ball rolled faster? The ball rolled faster on the dirt because the grass was too tall. Also, the ball I used, I don't know what type of ball it was, like a wall ball kind of ball. What sport is it? It was a blue ball the size of a tennis ball, but it was really bouncy and squishy and it was hollow. What sport is that shit? Can somebody explain that to me? Because I know tennis, you got tennis ball. Golf, golf ball. Baseball, you use a baseball. Basketball, you use a basketball. What the fuck was that weird blue bouncing ball? Other than some prison fucking wall. I don't know, wall ball. Hammy of Doom says racquetball. What the fuck is racquetball? What am I fucking eating crumpets with the queen? I don't know what the fuck racquetball is. Where do I watch racquetball on TV? Where's the racquetball court? Jesus Christ. Handball. Wall ball. Yeah, handball, wall ball. Same thing for me. Anyways, wall ball with tennis rackets. That sounds lame. Sounds like you took a dope-ass prison game and turned it into some fucking fancy... Oh, look at me. I have a little racket now. I play with the racket. Okay. Man, last topic for me and then we'll do the news. The animal skateboards. You guys already fucking know what I'm gonna say. I don't even... Anyone who's been watching this stream or watching my YouTube channel for any small period of time, you already know what the fuck I'm about to complain about. You already motherfucking know what I'm about to fucking complain about. I asked the world. I foolishly asked the world to take a picture of your dog, edit it, cut out the dog's head into a nice PNG file, and send it to me. That's what I asked. What the fuck is wrong with me? Man, if my fucking audience, these fools can't even send me a YouTube link correctly 9 times out of 10, how could I ever expect them to get Photoshop, learn Photoshop skills, cut out an animal's head, a well-lit animal, send it transparent PNG? I also, multiple times I said, hey, don't use your phone for this. This is something you need to do on a desktop or get someone to help you. There's not no phone app where you can just trace your finger that'll just work. And then guess what? Every single person tried to do it with their phone. And they said, I don't know why the fucking file's not sending. Must be because I'm on my phone. Yeah, not only is not a PNG and it's not transparent, and not only did Facebook change it, twisted it and made it into JPEG, but also you used your fucking phone to do something. Let me ask you people this. Okay, am I insane? I must be fucking crazy. Is it stupid of me to assume that people know that most skateboard decks that are designed on Earth are probably not done from fucking Andrew Reynolds drawing something on his phone? I need a new Baker design. Here, pass me the iPhone. I think I'm going to design it right now. Ah, that looks good. I'll send it in. I'll just send it to the skateboard company. Siri, make this a skateboard. There it is. Also, man, I had one fucking kid. Listen, I know that there's some kids that are fucking slow, that watch the channel, younger or whatever. One kid said, if I send you a picture of my dog, serious question, does that mean I get a free skateboard? Yes. Of course it does. Of course you get a free skateboard if you send me a picture of your dog. That sounds like a totally fair and logical trade. Like, what the fuck? Of course! I thought that everyone knew that! I thought that it was free skateboard day for anyone who's ever had a picture of a dog! That's what I thought it was. In fact, it's free. Like, guess what I get to do? I get to hit up my fucking skateboard distributor, and they say, hey, you know how I usually pay you guys, like, $3,000 to $4,000 for a bunch of skateboards? How about if I just send dogs pictures this time, and then you ship me from San Diego fucking hundreds of free skateboards? And then, my rep's name is Jimmy. He'll go, wow, that's a great idea. Man, let me get on the phone with the fucking distribution fucking manager, and let's make sure that we get Steve in Las Vegas all these skateboards for free because of a dog's picture. And then he can give away all the dog pictures skateboards for free. And actually, you know what? Before we do that, let's call Mexico or Canada, where the actual skateboards are produced, where they get the wood, and let's let them know about the dog idea. And then they'll call the forest, which cuts down the trees, and we'll let the forest people know that there's dogs involved. Pictures of dogs. What? Like, of course that everything. What the fuck, idiot? Like, what the fuck are you thinking? This motherfucker, he made sure to write, serious question. What in the fuck is he talking about? Oh my god, like, yes, the answer is yes. You know what? It's funny. I hope that made you guys laugh, but... Oh, shit, dude. And, like, it just baffles me. It just baffles me, some of these questions I've gotten. And then I'll just get a picture. Like, I gave the instructions. You guys saw on my Instagram story yesterday. Okay, take a picture of your dog. Cut out the head. Make sure you do it professionally. Make sure it's only the dog's head. And then send me the picture. Transparent PNG file. And then that's it. Kind of simple. Like, kind of simple, but also I could see, like, a couple of missteps here and there. And then, of course, I just get, I just get a picture of a dog laying in the grass, full square, no editing whatsoever. I swear to God, I'm pretty sure I got a picture of a Polaroid. I'm pretty sure someone had a Polaroid of a dog that they once knew years ago, their great-grandmother's dog that survived the Holocaust. They took a picture of the Polaroid and then sent me that, and like, that's it. That's going to be the skateboard. Thank God for that person. I don't understand. Oh, holy shit. Like, what the fuck are they thinking? Anyways, bottom line is I'm really hyped for this release. I think it's maybe something that's been done before, but maybe not quite like this. I'm sure I could have went out there and just took pictures of dogs myself, edited that shit myself, but then people wouldn't be involved. This was all an elaborate scheme for me, all right? If you see a skateboard and your dog is on it, you're going to want to, like, have that and cherish it for a while. You might even buy two. One to skate and one to hang up. That's the idea. That was the initial idea as to maybe putting people's heads on the skateboard. But could you imagine? I already talked about this today. I don't want to fucking look at a bunch of ugly-ass YouTube subscribers on my fucking skateboard when I'm trying to skate. Half of y'all are going to quit fucking skating in 6 months anyways. But the dogs live forever. They all go to heaven. God damn it. Y'all know about that. Let's do a quick Las Vegas news story, and then we will start the post show, and we can hang out and chat a little bit. So, big news in Las Vegas. Let's try to read this article. It's not really in order right now, so we might have to read it going backwards. Original story. Police say a child is dead after a crash Sunday night in West Las Vegas. It's not Sunday night. It was actually Sunday evening. According to authorities, a Hyundai Sonata carrying a 23-year-old woman and a 1-year-old baby was speeding on North Rampart near West Las Vegas Boulevard. This is not too far from my house. This is where I go to get the good food. Actually, this is kind of where I go bowling, actually. A Nissan Sentra was making a turn from Lake Mead to Rampart when the Hyundai hit the Nissan. The Nissan veered off the roadway, and the Hyundai lost control and continued, eventually veering off the roadway and hitting a marquee sign. The crash into the sign severed the right half of the vehicle. That shit broke in half. The boy in the Hyundai was pronounced dead at the scene. Two other people involved in the crash suffered minor injuries. Impairment and excessive speed are suspected to have contributed to the cause of the crash. Now, a one-year-old baby is dead because some woman got fucked up and drove 120 miles per hour on a regular, everyday street at 7 p.m. You're drunk as fuck. You're speeding down the street. Now, let me tell you part two. Actually, this is a friend of a friend. One of my friends dated, it's not going to make sense. One of my friends dated this chick's best friend. Okay, so whatever. Everybody in Las Vegas knows everybody else. Let me just say it like that. So, and the person was only 23. So, you know, I don't really hang out with that many 23-year-olds these days. But you can see a friend of a friend. You can see how we would know each other. Anyways. So, the chick's boyfriend and the baby's father was also driving down the street. And he initially said he was on the phone with this girl trying to get her to slow down. That was the story. He said, yeah, I was on the phone. I just watched my one-year-old child die. I was on the phone with my girlfriend, who I guess was drunk. Told her to slow down. Turns out these motherfuckers was racing each other. Drunk racing in the middle of the day, traffic everywhere, 100 mile per hour race, and now your fucking baby dies. I hope they lock these fuckers up, dude. I really do. Let's read what the update here is. Bail has been set at $50,000. Oh, the woman, police say, was driving during a deadly DUI suspected crash that killed her one-year-old son. Will be in court, whatever. Father speaks out. Dude, here's the thing. Fucking cameras exist. You can't just go out there and play dumb. This fucking dude had a GoFundMe set up to try to fucking help him when he was a part of killing his own child. He was just as responsible as this chick, in my opinion. Maybe that's going a little too far, but in my opinion, you get two people on the street racing each other, maybe a little bit buzzed or drunk, with a child in the car, and the child ends up dying, and you two retards remained alive. That should make everyone angry. It should make everyone fucking angry. And the fact that this fool made a fucking GoFundMe, well, help me out. Fuck you. Man, that shit's crazy. Oh, man, I hate to end the podcast on such a negative note, but we're gonna follow this story if we can for next week's podcast, because this just happened a few days ago. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. When I read this story, I thought it happened on the freeway, because I was like, where the fuck, Rampart Lake Mead, where the fuck are you gonna, how are you gonna get up to 120 miles per hour? There's cars everywhere over there. Of course your car is ripped in half and your fucking child's dead. Oh, man. Yeah, a baby is dead. Have a great weekend, everybody. Anyways, that's all I got for you guys, the news, man. Las Vegas, no good news, man. I don't want to talk about coronavirus no more, man. They shut down all the bars. Except I know a couple of secret ones. I know a couple of secret bars still open. Don't tell the governor fucking Sisolak. But, man, I just don't want to talk about fucking coronavirus no more, man. I feel like that's all the news is. So I'd rather talk about this fucking this emotional story that makes me at least feel fucking angry. You know what I mean? At least I'd rather talk about something emotionally serious than fucking every single week coronavirus this, coronavirus that. I'm just fucking annoyed at that shit. Anyways, that's really all I got for you guys. Stick around. We are going to do the post show. Can I get a hell yeah in the chat from everybody that stuck around? Oh, hell yeah, brother. I appreciate you guys. If you tuned in late, don't worry, because this podcast, you can also listen to it and watch it again on Sunday on iTunes, Podbean, and YouTube. Shout out to Hammy of Doom, Cool Jerk, Poker Gaming, OG Mickey, Captain Canuck, Cool Jerk, Keith King, Infamy, Evil One. I appreciate everybody for tuning in here. I want you guys to have a great weekend. Have a safe weekend. Do not drink and drive. Do not hurt children. Okay? Don't do that shit. It makes me fucking angry. Let me know your thoughts on my stolen food from my car. Why'd they do that? Did I deserve it? Is it karma? Am I not supposed to have a Pollo Loco? Is that a crime? I don't think so. Anyways, let me know your thoughts on keg stands. Let me know your thoughts on the science fair. And let me know your favorite part of these animal deck fuck-ups. Because I don't know what's going on. They cannot figure it out. They cannot figure out the animal deck, and I'm not surprised. But that's fine, because I'm very excited about this cake muscle idea. And I'm very happy to do this podcast with you guys. I'm sorry that we ended on kind of a negative note. But I hope you guys had fun. I hope we shared some laughs earlier. And stick around, because I'll play some Mario, hang out with you guys. Also, make sure to tune in live every single Friday, right around 3:30 p.m. Pacific time here on twitch.tv/ninja lifestyle. Have a safe weekend. Have a good weekend. Don't drink too much, but don't drink too little.
The guy's about to do a cake stand. Get everybody from the backyard,
cause we're about to do a fucking cake stand.